Article 3 of the Constitution gives the United States Supreme Court and other federal courts jurisdiction over cases or controversies. Last term, when the justices read about an adult theater refused a license to practice its chosen profession, they saw a controversy all over it and agreed to hear the case. The facts are simple. City News and Novelty happily operated in Waukesha, Wisconsin, until Waukesha officials refused to renew its adult business license, citing issues inappropriate for this polite discussion. City News and Novelty, concerned about its viability, went to court and ultimately convinced the Supreme Court it should decide once and for all when judges must hear adult business licensing scheme cases, right away, or is it something that can wait? When the justices agreed to hear the case, City News and Novelty probably penciled in a grand reopening. And then, about 2 months later, Waukesha officials granted an adult business license to a competitor, a larger mega adult business corporation, a corporation with suggestive initials in its name, a corporation with whom Little City News felt it could not compete. City News sent Waukesha a letter explaining that City News would not renew its application for an adult business license after all in light of the new competition. But the bookstore pledged to fight on in court. After all, its owners felt strongly that their legal rights had been trampled by city officials. There was a great principle at stake, a point to prove. Not so fast. The city promptly sent the bookstore's letter to the Supreme Court, arguing that the bookstore's change of plans wiped out any case or controversy completely. If the business no longer planned to operate, Waukesha officials argued, there's no need for the court to decide the matter. It would be a waste of the court's time and in violation of the case or controversy requirement. In a word, moot. And a few days ago, the justices agreed. A passionate dispute over principles just isn't enough to make a case or controversy. There must be some real consequences at stake for the claimant, the loss of business maybe, or a jail sentence. There are some exceptions, situations involving controversies that end for the parties in the case but linger on for other parties, or cases that by their nature would never reach the courts in time for a decision, no matter how or how often plaintiffs brought the cases. Abortion is one of those. Or criminal defendants who finished serving their sentences but whose criminal records remain. Those cases can still go forward even when the fires of the particular controversy have dwindled to embers. As for City News, none of those exceptions quite seemed to fit. And so even though all the briefs had been filed and even though oral argument had occurred already just this past November, it lost on mootness grounds. A place of passion with a passionate disagreement, yes, but when it comes to the Supreme Court, passion is not enough. I'm Amy Guida.